History of Sarriá. The last town to be annexed to Barcelona hides a rural past, as a village sheltered from the industrialization that took over the rest of the plain of Barcelona. This itinerary takes a look at Sarriá's rural identity, reflected in old farmhouses like the Casa Orlandi, or the remains of agricultural colonies like Can Canet. Sarriá's town square, the Plaza de Sarriá, is at the centre of its neighbours' identities. It was the site of social revolts during the 19th century and is still the centre of social, political and religious life in the village. Our older neighbours still recall the Plaza de Sarriá, full of stands selling fruits, vegetables and meat, as well as the dairy with its stables in Pedralbes. Over the years, used booksellers and antiques fairs have taken their place. This route travels through time and space, proceeding down Sarriá's main street, the Carrer Major de Sarriá, and stopping in 1869 when the train reached the town. This sparked a social transformation in Sarriá. When the walls of Barcelona were torn down, the bourgeoisie took the opportunity to flee the overpopulated city. Sarriá soon became a place for the wealthy to summer. Here they were closer to nature, and the climate was much healthier than that of Barcelona. The resulting boom in construction also brought tradesmen to Sarriá. These new arrivals set up shop along the Carrer Major de Sarriá, which soon became a lively commercial street, filled with businesses like Antiga Casa Rafael, Mota Mattress Shop, Sarriá Bakery, Casa Joana, El Foch de Sarriá, or Bar Tomás, which remain open, witnesses to the history of the neighborhood.